Locker room chats continue here on KNZA 103.9. It's the final week of the regular season here in high school football, getting you geared up for it as our locker room chats continue. And we now talk a little bit about Royal Valley, and we're joined now by the head coach. That is David Boucher. It is brought to you by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Practice. Coach, we appreciate the time as always, and a big win for your team last week. Kept the playoff hopes alive, and guys get a big win over Jefferson West in pretty dominant fashion, 46-0. How pleased were you with your team's performance last week?
Oh, just like any other week. I thought we played really hard, and I was really happy about that. The best thing we did was we just executed. We didn't turn the ball over. We limited penalties. We limited our, just our negative plays in general. And we made a lot of positive plays. So it was really exciting for our team and for our community.
And what about the offense, getting them going a little bit? And you've had some success. We talked about it after the Hayden game. Even though that was a loss, you felt good about the offense, where they were at, sustaining some drives, getting some yards. Do you feel like that kind of carried over into the Jeff West game? And do you see that kind of just continuing on here as we're up against the final game?
Oh, yeah, I think, overall this is, we just kept progressing really since week one, and we just finished drives this week. We sustained drives into the red zone, and then we just punched it in and didn't have those devastating negative plays that we've had. A couple of penalties versus Hayden and Holton, a couple of turnovers inside the 10 yard line against Hayden and Holton. We just sustained and we punched it in, and that was a lot of fun.
What do you feel like is the biggest difference with your team now as we're up on this final game of the regular season? Like, the biggest jump your team has made to this point from where you were at to start the year?
That's a hard question to answer because there's so many areas. But I think really up front, those guys don't get talked about. They don't get put in the newspaper. But up front, I think our offensive line has done a great job of really sustaining blocks and, turning their butt to the hole. Finishing things, punching and driving and getting off the ball with authority, things that we weren't doing as well. Our tight ends same way, whether that's senior Connor Hamas or Jackson King has stepped in into a more of an offensive line role because of injuries. Oscar Ayala stepping in and moving to tight end because of injuries. That goes across the board with all of our guys up front. Just really blocking well and finishing things and getting off the ball and doing things the right way.
Royal Valley head coach David Boucher joining us here, our locker room chat on KNZA 103.9 as we're getting set for the final week of the regular season here in high school football. Playoff implications will be on the line against Perry LeCompton this week for Royal Valley. We'll talk about that when we come back here on at KNZA. Continuing on with our locker room chat as we're talking Royal Valley football. Head coach David Boucher is joining us as we're up on week 8. The regular season finale on Friday nights. Our conversation with the coach presented by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Practice. Coach, you get Perry LeCompton this week. Playoff implications are on the line. Your team is going to have a playoff game for the first time in quite some time. Able to get that win over Jeff West last week. You get Perry this week. You're looking at 3 or 4 in the district, which will be good for a playoff spot. Just how awesome is it to know that your team will have a playoff game?
Oh, it's amazing. You can feel the energy in the program. You can feel the positive juice going, but also in the community and the way parents, talk and people are starting to talk and look at us differently than what they have before. We expected it. I thought we prepared all summer. We've prepared since the end of last year, whether it's playing multiple sports or whether it's getting in the weight room and getting after it. We have really done some things as a program, as players, that really, set us on a path to get to where we are right now. And we just need to finish it against Perry, a very talented Perry team, and we're just excited to play.
Perry LeCompton coming off a tough loss to Atchison last week, and Atchison one of the top teams in 4A and one of the lone remaining 4A unbeatens. They have been very good. Perry had a 2-touchdown loss in that one. What do you know about this Perry LeCompton team this year? They're pretty balanced. They like to throw it. They can certainly run it. And, the record certainly probably doesn't indicate how good they are. The Big 7 schedule, always tough. We talk about it week in, week out. But what stands out about this Perry team?
Oh, like any Perry team, they're well coached. Coach Paramore does a great job over there. They have talent on the edge. They got two very versatile wide receivers on the outside. They got solid slot wide receiver. They're guys up front are physical. Quarterback's very talented, both as a runner and a passer. They have a couple running backs that you know carry the load and block well and do things. On defense, they're multiple. Again, a lot of athletes, and they move around and they try to confuse you and they come after you and blitz and do different things. But they also can drop and cover. Very balanced team. Their record is not great. Their record and our record is exactly the same, and we've played almost the same opponents. We've beat the same two opponents. So it's going to be a very equal, fun game to be a part of.
Yeah, Perry LeCompton, Royal Valley, winner of that one, will end up the 3 seed out of this District 4, and the loser, the 4 seed or the number 4 team, just will depend on who the Week 9 playoff opponent's going to be. Well, let's real quick talk a few keys to this game. What's it going to take? What do you want to see? And a few keys that's going to help your team get a win this week.
Oh, it's like a broken record. You know, like we just can't beat ourselves. You know, we can't have penalties. We can't turn the ball over. We need to execute on offense, and we need to play our assignment on defense, do our job, especially against Perry. We got to contain the quarterback. We have to play disciplined football and do our job and trust each other, keep our eyes right. In offense, we just have to finish, you know, and we got to play with energy and do our thing, and we'll be where we want to be.
Royal Valley in the playoffs will determine their opponent next week, depending on the outcome of their game against Perry LeCompton this week. Both teams will be in the playoffs next week. So it's a lot of fun there. Should be a competitive matchup. Perry LeCompton hosting Royal Valley. David Boucher, Panthers head coach, joining us. We appreciate it, Coach, as always. Good luck Friday. We'll do it one more time next week.
Thanks, sir.